Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. Sitting down with me is Ian Churchill, relief pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Ian, how you doing?
Pretty great. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. We're here in Jupiter playing the Palm Beach Cardinals because that makes sense. We're getting ready for Game 5 of this series. I'll start off. You are originally from California, and obviously we are in Florida. We've got beaches. You guys have beaches, but much different way of life. How was the culture change? Was there a shock when you got over here?
No, I mean, I guess that's just a little different. Is, you know, I'm pretty blessed coming. I come from Santa Barbara, California, which is kind of, I mean, about as nice as you can get in California. About 72 and perfect every day. Coming here to Florida, spring was pretty nice. You know, weather was pretty great. Low humidity. Starting to creep up here now, but pretty great. Santa Barbara, like you said, we got some good beaches and stuff like that. Thing over there, Pacific, pretty cold. Coming over here, we're Gulf side here at Dunedin, so
it's like getting in a bathtub.
Yeah, lot warmer, less waves. You know, I'm not much of a surfer guy, but hey, who am I to, you know, keep someone from achieving their dreams to become a professional surfer, you know, here in Dunedin. So not much is going on, though, at the beaches. It's pretty nice, laid back. I like it a lot, getting acclimated to the weather and everything. Sure, sometimes it feels like you get hit with a wet mop when you step outside, but, you know, getting used to it. I like it.
That's good. So you got drafted in 2022 out of the University of San Diego, but you spent 2 years prior to that at University of Arizona, and I think you spent a year at Santa Barbara Community College, right?
2 years prior at Santa Barbara City College.
City College, not community college. What prompted all the transfers there in your college career?
So going to junior college, started out in Santa Barbara, just didn't get a lot of looks or anything, you know, out of high school. I think I kind of blossomed as a pitcher just kind of late. But it was great to go to City College in town, you know, cheap. Was able to, you know, start my schooling, figuring out what I wanted to do. And I got to play a lot. Was a starting pitcher right away. Had some success there. Ended up going to the University of Arizona. Definitely a big shift, you know, going to a Power 5, you know, Division I school. I went from, you know, changing in the parking lot every single day to being in probably one of the nicest locker rooms, you know, in Division I baseball. And then, after that, kind of finished up there, went to a College World Series, and just kind of felt like I'd accomplished a lot at Arizona and was just, you know, kind of ready for a move. Kind of felt our coach was leaving and whatnot, so decided I would go start my master's, you know, doing somewhere else. Wanted to go a little bit closer to home so mom and dad could watch me finish out my college career. So, made the transition over to University of San Diego.
Makes sense. You said you started to blossom into becoming a pitcher. What was there a moment that in your career where you figured something specific out and started working on that, or was it just a slow transition?
I think in high school, like a lot of other high school guys, I had a good arm, but I was just really raw, just, you know, lots of balls just kind of coming out of my hand really good, and you know, I'd strike a lot of guys out, but hey, I'd also get into a lot of deep counts and walk a lot of guys. I think one of the, you know, my numbers and stuff in high school were pretty great, but I also didn't get to win many games because I didn't really get to go that deep into them. So once I got to college there, my freshman year was definitely, I felt the transition, and then I had this real blossoming moment. I went and played summer ball in Alaska.
Okay.
Showed up. I was a late ad guy. I was supposed to just be kind of like a final reliever piece. And just some stuff kind of happened. And the next thing you know, I'm in the starting rotation. And I ended up, you know, doing really good. And we ended up winning that, you know, championship ended up having a really good year, and it kind of opened up the line to a lot of colleges, and I was kind of, you know, the pretty girl at the school dance. Everyone wanted to come up and ask me for a dance, you know, for a song. So once I got through that, ended up kind of, you know, making that choice of going and committing to University of Arizona, and then proceeded to go finish my sophomore year at junior college, and had a lot of success, won a lot of awards, did really well. We won the champion, won our league championship, ended up going to the playoffs, so it was great. I just kind of finally felt like I, you know, kind of figured it out. So yeah, that was probably one of the moments. But then it was kind of interesting, you know, going to Arizona. Like I said, it's just it was a big change for me. I almost feel like I was definitely shocked and taken back. I got, for the first time in my life, I was a relief pitcher. So with that comes a lot of different routines and, you know, just a different mindset, I feel. So I definitely struggled a little bit there, took my licks. I had some success as well. But yeah, definitely. And then once I went to USD, it was the same thing. I started as a starter, and then I got moved to the bullpen just to kind of help out. And that's where I felt like I really figured that out and did good enough and get drafted. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned the mindset change that it takes for a starting pitcher to changing it to a relief pitcher mentality. What is your normal routine? There's a lot of time out there in the bullpen waiting to get the call to start warming up and then to be brought into the game. How do you pass the time? How do you stay ready? What's your warm-up routine like?
I think a lot of it is just I try to kind of starts, it's an everyday thing. I think being a reliever is I basically try to get to a point to where I can get on the mound and throw every single day. I try to spend as much time on the mound as possible. You know, just about every day, every other day, I'll get up, throw 10 pitches, you know, at a somewhat low intent just to feel things out. And yeah, maybe it's a little bit, you're getting on the mound a couple more times during the week than you would as a starter, you know. If I could, I'd get up there and go full intent every day if I was allowed to. But it's not like being a hitter. You know, you kind of got to choose your spots. And once I kind of felt like I got a routine down like that, just been sticking with it. And then as far as in the bullpen, you know, I mean, yeah, you're just kind of waiting for the call. A lot of it is just reading the game, you know, who's going in, you know, who's coming up. Who's on deck, you know, something like that. Where do I think I could find myself? Lately, it's, you know, I'm coming in sort of later in the game and stuff like that. So I think once it rolls around to the seventh inning, you know, I'm out of my chair. I'm moving around, just kind of feeling the body out, feeling if, hey, you know, today's a day where I can, you know, not going to be much to get me ready to go, or, ooh, I should spend a little bit more time stretching and stuff like that. Just feeling things out.
Yeah, and you mentioned being a late-inning kind of guy. In your career with Dunedin so far, an 0.53 ERA, and you've been heavily used as a late-inning guy, a save in your record books as well. 17 innings pitched, just one earned run allowed so far in your Blue Jays career. How do you stay calm in those pressure situations when you're being brought in 7th, 8th, 9th inning?
Part of it is, I think, the preparation piece. I mean, we were even talking about it today with the coaches. Just, you know, if I go out there and, you know, I am confident in myself because I have done the work needed to before I even stepped on the mound. And, you know, I've gone out there plenty of times and, you know, not done well or given up a lot of runs, but I think I'm able to kind of calm myself down because, you know, that's just baseball and that happens. I know it wasn't because I didn't prepare. And if it was because I wasn't able to prepare, then I know that I can go out there and do better next time if I just prepare better. It's just part of it. But part of that comes with just practice, you know. I mean, a lot of times in college, you know, I was coming in late in games, putting some different, you know, positions and stuff like that and just kind of getting used to it. It's just breathing. Just one pitch at a time.
Yeah, and going from college to the pros, being drafted in the 10th round last year, what is the coaching shift kind of? Like what do college coaches try to hammer home, and what do coaches at the pro level hammer home? And how's the coaching change been with Obviously, Drew Hayes was the pitching coach here last year, and this year we have Corey Reardon. Has there been any kind of mentality change there?
No. Drew and Corey, both awesome guys. I love them to death. They've been nothing but helpful and, you know, just kind of help. Drew is really influential and just helping me kind of settle into, you know, the pro baseball mindset and kind of the day that you go through. You know, it's getting up and playing every day. Sometimes it's him coming up. Maybe he might put his hand on my shoulder and say, hey, got to take it a little bit easier today and stuff like that, or, you know, stuff like that. But both him and Corey have been just great of helping all the pitchers out. Just, you know, settling in, finding, you know, getting comfortable and just, hey, letting you know, hey, you know, doing a good job, or let's work on this, then that. But it's been great. College, you know, is a little different because I think at a lot of times a coach is kind of might be talking to you, but in reality he's talking to everyone. There's a message, you know, when he speaks to, when a college coach might, you know, speak to a group, there might be something in there that you can take from it. I think there's a little bit more one-on-one with pro just because there's a little bit more time in a college game day, and college coaches also got to worry about a lot of other things. They got to worry about
grades and all that.
Yeah, grades, you know, a lot of academia. They got to worry a lot more about just a lot of other stuff. So it's nice. It feels a little bit more relaxed. You know, pro ball, there's a lot of games. College baseball, every game's a playoff game. Mm-hmm. So it's just where it's a little bit different. There's a little bit more intensity, but it's nice. And my college coaches were all great. I learned a lot. I've been incredibly blessed to have great college coaches at every level I've been at, every school I went to. But the tradition just kind of keeps going here at the Blue Jays, so mm-hmm. It's been awesome.
Yeah, and one last question before I let you go. Fastball, slider, changeup is what you normally throw. Which one's your favorite? Which one's your best?
I'm a guy who I think just seems like a lot of times I'm facing a lot of righties, and I love throwing my changeup, and I love throwing my fastball. So both pretty decent pitches. Probably just have to go, you know, I like throwing my fastball a lot.
It's a real pitcher answer, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a little reliable. I think it's kind of one of those ones where if I'm in a jam, I might go do it just because, you know, moves a lot and feel like I can throw it. But I don't know. Throw my changeup a lot too. So it's tough to say. I like my stuff, which is great.
I think your career ERA kind of reiterates that. Yeah, your stuff's pretty good. I appreciate you taking the time for this interview, and best of luck for today's game if you get in, and going forward throughout the rest of the season.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.